What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We'll get back into the Lions a little bit, some declarative statements from the weekend, and a Tom Pelissero report. But Stoney, you've got something that, once again, you seem very agitated today.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird. The more I think about it, it's not as crazy as I first thought, but it would absolutely kill traditionalists. Okay?
What's this?
Rob Manfred was in the...
I hate the idea already.
Okay.
Rob Manfred's awful.
You know what? The pitch clock has helped baseball a lot, so I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah, can he fix the fact that the season is a death march?
Well, that's not going to help traditionalists who love the fact that there's 162 games.
Do you realize there's still like 40 games to go?
Yeah, Tiger's magic number is 30. Anyway.
Oh, great.
Anyway, he went on the ESPN broadcast last night of the Mets and the Mariners. And said that there might be a possible realignment in baseball coming if the owners agree to expansion, which they've been talking about. Look, in fairness, baseball hasn't expanded in a long time.
Because 2/3 of the teams don't even try.
Well, that's all. Look, he'd love to have a salary cap, which would make more teams try, obviously, because you'd have a floor. I mean, that's not everybody on this whole salary cap. Well, you know, it's keeping prices down. No, what salary cap also do, you have to look at the other side. It forces teams like the Pirates, they'd have to spend a certain amount of money too. So they'd probably be better than they are now. Anyway, that's it. So he's talking about the possible expansion team. So for sake of argument, everybody seems to agree if they do expand, Nashville would get one team. And people have been debated. I don't think they're going to go to Montreal, as much as that would be cool, because you love your Expo hat and that would bring that back. And I do too. You're talking maybe Portland or a team in North Carolina. Okay. So for argument's sake, let's say it's Nashville and a team in North Carolina.
All right.
So he's looking at realignment. That's right. Realignment, which would traditionalists, it would get rid of the American and the National League, first of all.
Well, that's fine, because you've already homogenized the sport.
Okay, right, exactly.
I'm on board. All right. Let me hear this.
So here's your alignment. Now, we'll deal with the playoffs later, because there's nothing that he said about it. But
let me help you. He's expanding them.
Well, they probably should, to a certain extent, maybe to add two more teams. Maybe. Anyway, whatever. Okay, so here's your Major League Baseball divisions.
Okay.
In the Major League Baseball West, the Colorado Rockies, the Athletics, the San Francisco Giants, and the Seattle Mariners.
No, it's the worst division in baseball. Why would I do that?
Right? Mariners are pretty damn good.
Yeah, and the other three teams, you can't form a functional
ball. Well, the Giants aren't, but the Giants spend money. The Giants want to compete.
Okay, so where are the Dodgers and Padres?
The Southwest. The Dodgers, Angels, Padres, and Diamondbacks.
So we're doing four team.
We're having 8 4 team divisions.
Okay, all right. Let me keep listening.
Okay, the Midwest, the Royals, Cardinals, Reds, and the Nashville team.
Wow, you may as well call that the WIC card division. I mean, those teams combined have a payroll of 10 cents.
The Great Lakes division.
Tell me we're in this division.
The Cubs, White Sox, Brewers, and Twins.
Oh, man. I like that division. That division's a war.
The South division.
Okay.
The Rangers, the Astros, the Rays, and the Marlins. Now, these are just, he never said how this is going to be. This is what people are proposing.
Go ahead.
Possibly. That could be, obviously, tweaks. The Mid-Atlantic division. The expansion team, from North Carolina.
Yeah, Baltimore, D.C.
Baltimore, D.C., and Atlanta.
Okay. And then where are the Tigers? Did we get relegated?
No, the Tigers are in the North Division with the Pirates, the Guardians, the Blue Jays, and the Tigers.
Where are the Yankees?
The Yankees are in the East with the Mets, Red Sox, and Phillies. Oh, you talk about a powerhouse. Oh, yeah,
nice competitive balance. Oh, my God.
What a division that is, huh?
Look, I think...
Four franchises that basically, although some people could argue about the Red Sox, that were the ownership, wants to win.
Look, I'm not against a reorganization. Okay. Look, I miss having the Tigers in the AL East like when I was a kid.
I know.
Okay. I'm not against it. I'm not beholden to tradition of ALNL. You've homogenized the sport. The rules are the same. But my issue is there's no reason for expansion as it would pertain to the game. Let me explain. You already cannot find 9 major league hitters for every team every night. The idea that you would then create 2 more franchises that require hundreds of players, It is a further dilution of the product without a salary cap, by the way.
Right.
That it is a bad product. Look, we have the Tigers here. And what's the first thing you said to me?
Tigers?
Like, I know they're good, but they're hard to watch.
Yes,
they're annoying.
Exactly.
Mike, and we're a good team.
Right.
What do you think people in most other cities are going through right now? The reality is they're not watching their baseball team.
Right.
So, A, I don't want to add 2 teams. B, I would be fine with realigning this thing, but getting rid of the crossover. I'm done with interleague play. It's been about 25 years of it. I'm all set.
Well, so let's say you had, you're going to have expansion eventually, because that's the way sports is, unfortunately. So you're going to have 32 teams, let's say.
Yeah, and I'll just play to 16 in my side of the bracket.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I think if you broke it up and if you're not doing a salary cap, you'd have to have an eye on payroll.
But if you're not doing American and National, you're just having
East and West.
Okay.
My point is there are certain teams that are in the NL that geographically would fit better in the AL and vice versa.
Right. Well, this does have that.
Exactly. So my point is if we did 2 8-team divisions in each side, with a hyper-focus on your divisional play, no crossover. You play the World Series when you play the World Series. I'm not against it. I'm not going to kick and scream and yell about Doubleday Field in Cooperstown. No. But I just think this particular plan, the competitive imbalance of what you just laid out, no, I'd reject that.
Okay.
That's ridiculous. From a competitive imbalance standpoint, there are a couple of those 4-team pods. That's the difference between playing in the SEC and playing junior college. Give me a break.
Well, that's true. I mean, if you look at what they are right now, but the Cardinals are usually good. Yeah, so the pods by this one, and this comes from Yahoo, Royals, Cardinals, Reds, and then an expansion team. Well, Cincinnati doesn't spend any money, but they're fun to watch.
Right,
the Cardinals are usually good, and they don't spend money. In Kansas City, they're obviously. Then you have the Great Lakes with the Cubs and Whites.
Couple of them are good.
Brewers.
The East, the Northeast is stupid. Yankees, Mets, Phillies, Red Sox.
I mean,
you may as well play those games in the Coliseum. We play to the death.
They would call that the hate division.
It would be.
Because all teams, they all hate each other. That would be great
but
if you think about
think,
it, though.
Listen, I do think you're tapping into something with the plan is that baseball... Yes, it used to be called America's pastime. It's not anymore. Baseball was, is now, and in my opinion, will forever be a regional sport.
Yes.
Meaning.
No, there's no doubt. It's like hockey.
More than any other sport, you follow your team and no one else. Very few people are going to tune into Dodgers, Padres when they're a Tiger fan.
No.
Now, the NFL and its Rams, Chargers, you're watching.
Correct.
Baseball doesn't have
no.
I like the geography. I like the realignment. I just don't like the way that was done.
Correct. Well, I'm sure, obviously, that's just one person's
opinion.
But
the expansion, you're insane. We already have a team that's homeless pushing a cart around with pop bottles in it, Tampa Bay. You have the A's right. playing in Sacramento.
Right before they go to Las Vegas.
You have a number of teams that have no interest in being a baseball team. I can't sit here and act like expansion is anything I would vote for.
No, I wouldn't vote for it either. But when the expansion fees come out, you know the owners are going to vote for it, so it's going to happen eventually.
But again, it's... I'm not mad at you for saying it. I get tired of that always being the answer.
But it is.
No, because it doesn't justify it.
No, I know. I agree with you. Look,
you already have plenty of owners pocketing the rev share check. And then it's like, it's terrible for the sport. Yeah, well, the owners are just going to get their money. Right, but we talk about it as fans. It's awful for the sport.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, look, I always believe less is more. I mean, and
including seeing your family. Congratulations.
Oh, we'll get to that.
We got a topic for Thursday. Yes. Stoney's essentially a bachelor. He will have more days alone this month than he will seeing his family.
I know.
You're like a long-haul truck driver.
I know.
We'll do that Thursday.
Absolutely.
But now, listen, if you guys have comments about it, I appreciate you bringing it up. It's interesting. I like some of the ideas. I don't like the layout.
And, you know, look, a lot of us, and you did it in the beginning, the preamble, you know, give Manfred some crap. I will say this about him. He knows there's a problem. He's trying to fix the problem, yeah. Pitch clock. And then the strangest idea of all was that golden batter thing.
Golden ball.
Right. They're trying to do something.
They need to do is start with, does every owner have an interest in actually trying?
Yes.
And I'm not, listen, guys, facts are mean. You play in one of the worst divisions in baseball, if not the worst. Okay? Thank God the Tigers play here and not in a real division, and we're the benefactor of it.
Yes.
I'll take a playoff berth any way I can get it. But my point is you should never be able to say that. I mean, this division entirely is economically unsustainable. Cleveland is one of the cheapest teams in the league. Minnesota, we're selling, we're not selling, we're $400 million in debt, and the payroll's gone down two straight years.
Right, because the guy who they counted on buying the team is now going to take over the White Sox eventually, and that's Ishbia's brother.
Correct, and the White Sox have been tearing it down, mm-hmm. and Reinsdorf is interested in cashing out. This is an entire division.
Yes.
You don't hear about that in the NFL.
No.
Why?
Because revenue sharing.
Rev sharing. Yes. But the money has to go back into the product up to a certain threshold. That should be the rule. I'm not asking owners to be poor, but I'm asking owners that, hey, if we're going to do this rev share deal, you have to have a cap. Without the cap, all the poor owners do is pocket the money.
Right.
All the rich owners do is spend the money.
Well,
it creates a bigger gap.
The owners want the cap. You have to convince Tony Clark and his gray hair and his beard to accept it.
The best thing the owners could do is just break the players' union, lock it out, miss the whole season, get the cap. I'm tired of it otherwise. We were just back here in 2020 at the height of COVID.
Right.
Doing this stupid labor war dispute stuff. One side's got to dig in and break the other. I'm tired of this dance.
Yeah.
Or they can all be on a boat to Greenland.
And it's
see
weird.
You later.
In the Tigers division, it would be fair to say, I mean, I'm not that familiar with, what's it, David Glass, whoever owns the Royals, but the Tigers might have the best ownership in the division. And that's...
Would you like a slow clap?
No, I know.
Okay.
I know, but I'm saying.
Let's get back to football. It's less depressing. Lions news you can use.
Or is it?
I got some positives. 97-1.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.